You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And because I never lie to you, I am doing a pre-record with Jeff Alexander, who's the president. Is it Wow? President of WowBow?
Yes, that's right.
I'm more excited meeting you than a lot of the celebrities we have come in. You have made so many people happy with the wonderful treats and tastes, and even the layout of the restaurants that you guys have has been just a wonderful addition to the Chicago landscape. Thank you so much.
That's very kind of you. I just like the fact you call me a celebrity, but that's a very kind.
I'm more excited to talk to you than celebrity. Okay. See, it's kind of like as opposed to celebrities. It's you, the president of WowBow.
Now I'm no longer a celebrity. I'm still happy to be here, though.
You could be. I think you're a celebrity. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think
Thank you.
If you say, hi, I'm the president of WowBow, people get very excited, don't they?
I hope they do.
I think you've experienced it. What?
WowBow.
So I'm a comic. I've been a stand-up comic for most of my life, right? So more than half my life. And whenever I say I'm a comic, people are like, well, tell me a joke.
Right.
What do they say when you tell them you are the president of WowBow?
It's a great question. And I think the first thing everyone asks is, what do you put in that? Is it crack? Because I have to keep eating them.
It's so addictive. All right. I mean, and every single one, it's different flavors. Has it, you know, whether it's the barbecue or it's even the egg, right? With your veggies.
Yeah, the breakfast.
I feel like
You are a true fan and know about the breakfast. So many people are like, I didn't know you do breakfast.
You do great breakfast.
Thank you. I think so, too.
It's got vegetables in there.
Yeah, we do egg, spinach, and mushroom, or egg, spicy sausage, or egg, bacon, and cheese.
Well, I go with the mushroom and spinach. I'll be honest with you.
It works for me.
It's all wonderful. And now you're automating the whole thing.
We are.
Well, when we say you're automating, it. Are you also automating how it's made? I mean, is this like a chefless kitchen as
Absolutely
well?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
We're automating the dining experience.
Okay.
So what that means is we still have people in the back of the house who are cooking your food. Every order is cooked and made for you. In the front of the house, what we've done is we have removed the cashier. So now you're ordering from either your phone or from an iPad in the store. And we've removed the person at the end of the line who you normally would give you the food. And your food is delivered to you through an electronic cubby that has LED screens with animation on it. And what we've done is by taking out those two people, we haven't lost the labor or lost the actual people. We've rerouted them. So now they're standing in the front of the restaurant and they're able to talk to you and give you hospitality. So when you come in, instead of them rushing you through the line because more people are waiting and pushing things at you, they are just there to talk to you about you and about your day, or leave you alone if you want to be left alone, and you can deal with the entire experience on your own terms and not be interrupted.
I love the idea of that because people would say, oh, that's another job they're killing, you job killer.
Absolutely not. We have reallocated the labor. We just haven't lost anybody.
Well, like you said, it's that rush, that urgency of like there's more people in line.
Yep.
And it's not just them. It's not the people that are behind the counter necessarily that are taking time. It's often the customers who are hemming and hawing and they're having small talk or they haven't decided what they want. So if they're greeted ahead of time and are walked through the process and people who know what they're doing, it's kind of like when you go to the airport, right? You go to a
100%.
Kiosk.
You go to the kiosk or you can go up to the ticket counter and nobody goes to the ticket counter. Nobody goes to the bank teller anymore.
Right. Well, and that's the funny thing, too, because it was a long time. I used to work in a bank, and people were so hesitant about using, you know, the automated stuff. Like, I still have a tough time taking a picture of my check. Do you take it?
I do. I write checks.
Yes.
I don't pay online. I write checks, but I do deposit through the apps.
You do through the apps.
Yeah.
See, if it's that tube, I kind of like the vacuum tube.
Oh, that is fun. The drive-thru, okay, I give you. That one I like to do, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I got to go to the drive-thru. I don't even know how that works, but I love that function. So this is something where the two people in the front of the house can greet you. And like you said, and there's a training to that too. Hospitality has been taken out of the restaurant business in so many ways.
Yes, it has. I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
the
reason why we're using two people in the front of the house to greet you is if we only have one, they might become lethargic. They might be daydreaming. They might not be very engaging when you walk in, especially if no one's walked in for the last few minutes.
Exactly. That's
so
the thing.
So by having two people, they can play off one another. And then when you do walk in, they are upbeat and friendly and just excited to have another person to be talking to. And really what we're doing is we look at what we're doing with this automation is we're taking food, hospitality, and technology, and we're really at the intersection of those, of like a three-way stop sign right now.
Because automation is an bad word to a lot of people, or a dirty word.
Scary word. It's a disturbing word.
I mean, this sounds so much better than bagging my own groceries. I have to tell you right now, like, I still don't understand that, because that has caused more anxiety in my life, going to the grocery store, because I'm not scanning it right, or item removed from the bagging area. Yep. People behind me are mad at me, and now I'm forced to steal. And this seems like something that is working for the customer and for the people who are working there. This seems like something that would help people that are your employees.
So what's happening from the employee standpoint is the guest is able to take control of the order. So you are ordering what you want. I didn't mishear you. I didn't ring up the wrong thing. You own it. So as a consumer, you're getting what you want. From the back side of it with the kitchen, we're not, the people in the back are not troubled by how you are. They're not trying to read you. They're not distracted or anything. They're just making your food the way that you want it. And then they're not rushed. They're not interrupted. And when the order's completed, they stick it in the backs of these cubbies that you then pick it up from. And yes, you don't have that interaction, but your food is coming out the way that you want it. And it comes out faster. It comes out better packaged, right? Because we're not just throwing things in a bag to get you out of our way. We are making it perfect.
And what was the process behind deciding that this is what needed to happen next in the Wow Bao business? Because, this seems like something that was a long time in the making.
It's really evolution. So Wow Bao's been doing self-ordering kiosks since 2009, right? We had a mobile app back when the app store only had 300,000 apps. Now there's over 3 billion. So we've always had technology. Technology's always been a very big part of who we are. We were one of the first people to do mobile ordering, which sounds so silly because everybody has it now. But 8-9 years ago, nobody did this stuff. So for us, this is evolution. Other concepts, McDonald's of the world, Shake Shack, they just brought on self-ordering kiosks in the last 12 months, 18 months. Again, it's 8-9 years for who we are.
Right.
So this just is the next way of staying in front of everybody else, staying ahead of the curve, and how do you evolve the technology further? And that's really what we're doing here.
And that is what I think people do enjoy, the idea of having control over it, right? Of having the app, like you mentioned, or on the kiosk or on the iPad. They know what they've done. And there is some sort of, like, you own it.
Yep.
Some sort of personal accountability, because, man, people do like to find problems.
I will tell you this. I was shocked by this, and I mean no disrespect to your listeners whatsoever, but I was in the restaurant last night, and this older gentleman, I swear to God, he had to be 70, 72 years old, just walked in the door, walked right up to one of the cubbies, tapped it, took his food, and walked out. And I said, that was pretty easy. He goes, I love your app. And if you had told me that gentleman...
That's disrespectful. Somebody who gets it.
But if you told me that gentleman was going to be the customer who was going to be using the app, I never would have believed it. And it just shows you, look, the older generation loves the technology we're doing, and they're all over doing it because they think they're doing something fun and cool and youthful. The younger generation have been growing up, and they're basically born with an iPhone, right? So they totally understand it. So it's a middle age group that's actually struggling the most. My age group, we're the ones who are coming, like, we're going to mess it up. We're a little fearful. I semi feel like I'm my grandfather when he got a VCR, 40 years ago. Like,
how do
you
I
set
fix
the clock?
A time on this?
Exactly, right? Right?
It's just always 12.
100%. Always blinking. But it's right twice a day.
It is.
But it's just so interesting just how it's being received. And the younger generation, they stare at these animated cubbies that we're doing and just laugh and giggle, and they just want to touch it. And the older generation just feels so proud that they figured out how to get their food. It's really, really fantastic.
That's how my mom is. My mom is, I'm not going to tell you her age, but let's say she was born in the 1930s. And wow, that's really kind of narrowing it down. But she was a computer programmer. So to her, like, this is how things, evolve. Like you
said,
it's a part of the evolution. It's like, this is how you streamline things. There are people who are afraid of taking that personal interaction out. But as you mentioned, you found a way to repurpose your employees. Not repurpose, that sounds terrible too.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We've given them new responsibilities.
New responsibilities. Yeah, but I mean, like, it's just...
They're there to help you. They're there to make you feel comfortable with it.
Improvement.
100%. It's again, a lot of the fast casual restaurants that are out there, right? These places you order and get your food at the end of the line, has lost hospitality because it's all about speed of service. We still have the speed of service. We still have the order accuracy. But now what we have on top of it is we have that hospitality factor. And it's really, we're very proud of that.
We are talking to Jeff Alexander. Very exciting news about Wow Bao launching their first fully automated dining experience right here in Chicago. Let's take a quick break here and find out more about him and how all of this happened in just a moment. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we are in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're on the 7th floor. We're recording this interview because Jeff Alexander is a president of Wow Bao. He's got stuff to do. My guess is he goes to bed pretty early. What time do you go to bed?
I go to bed after the last customer gets fed.
And that is?
Depends on the night.
What time do most of your restaurants close?
So it depends on the location. The new one that we just opened up closes at 10 o'clock during the week, 11 on the weekends. But we are getting ready to open up a late night window since we are on Division Street and the bars go to 5 a.m. As soon as one of your listeners wants to work that late, we have a job available.
What?
Yeah.
You know what we do, Michael? You and I, we're like, hey, we'll take the 2 a.m. shift. We'll be done here. We go over to your spot.
It works for me.
Works out really well. I was telling
you. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, really. Yeah, let me know how that keeps up. I was about to tell you off the air, and I realized I would tell you on the air. In my life, I've had over 40 different jobs. Most of them in retail, most of them in restaurants, bars, whether it was fast food or dine-in, casual, upper, you know.
I hope you kept switching out of your own accord and not that like every week, you know.
It's not.
Time for finding a job.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you guess how old I am, but I mean, there were a few years. The thing is that when you mentioned hospitality and finding a different way to engage in customers and give your employees an opportunity to also sort of spread out rather than having to like worry about the customers in line and that dynamic. What is your background in? Where tell us a little bit about Jeff Alexander.
I was born and raised in New York City.
Okay.
And I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin Badgers.
That's a shift.
Go Red.
Right there.
Very popular school for the East Coasters.
I'm trying to, really?
Oh yeah. It honestly is. Now I'm old. So back in the day, no, but it's a very big, it's a really, really popular school for the East Coasters.
I'm trying to figure out what reason. I know that it's a rather liberal school.
Yeah, it's a liberal school. It's Big Ten, U-rah-rah. It's Midwest. So you get people from all the coasts.
Okay.
And it's a great school.
It is a great
school. Go Badgers.
I mean, I kind of wish University of Illinois had done the same sort of.
My daughter's there.
Oh, it's a great school. What is she studying?
Social work. She wants to help children in need.
Excellent.
Yeah,
oh,
she's a freshman.
I
want to
interview her sometime. Please.
She'll love that. Anyway, back to me.
No. I had a social worker who worked with my family for a long time. I have a son with special needs, and she was one of the most important sort of elements in our lives to help us move forward. So I love that she wants to do that because it's harder and harder to find people who will invest their time and their emotion in that.
Yeah, so she loves it. She's been working with children for quite a while with that. So she's found her calling. So
well,
God bless her.
That shows some good parenting right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So you go to school in Madison.
Right. I managed a restaurant bar for 3 years while I was there, so I loved college. And I moved to Chicago and got a job with Let Us Entertain You 9 days out of college. I was with them since 93. It's been 25 years. Wonderful time. Worked on a number of different concepts from
93. So you were there when Hat Dance was still open.
I was there when Hat Dance
was
open.
That was one of my favorite restaurants. I was there the day they closed.
Beautiful restaurant.
Wasn't that gorgeous?
Gorgeous restaurant.
We'll talk off the air about what happened there. But so you become one of the.
So I joined Lettuce in 93 as a manager. I worked on a number of different concepts from Shaw's Crab House, Mighty Nice Grill, Big Bowl.
That's a good one, too. Oh, man. Can I tell you just a quick story about Mighty Nice Grill? There was a day when it was Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton were having lunch at Mighty Nice, but they got a table, and they all sat on one side. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
The lover's booth. Table number three.
No, they were in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, they just did it on their own?
No, they were in the middle. Them and their families. And
oh, really?
They were all on one side, like the Last Supper. But I wish I could have my mom here to tell you. I wish it was before we were taking selfies and stuff like that. Otherwise, I assure you, I'm taking a selfie of that.
That's great.
A great restaurant. I'm sorry. So Mighty
Nice. You're fine. Shaw's, Big Bowl, Vong's Thai Kitchen, Tucci Benucci, Frankie Scallopini, and Wild Bell. And I've been with Wild Bell since 2009.
Okay.
We've grown it from 3 stores to now 6. We have a 7th location out in California that does delivery only. We've worked with 4 different major league stadiums. We have 70 grocery stores carrying the product. We're in 2 airports, 3 college campuses. We've done a lot to grow it. So it's been a great ride.
I have to say, my curiosity is killing me. Is it the simplicity of what Wow Bao offers that drew you to them as far as where the rest of your... I mean, like, it seems like a pretty big chunk of your life now with Wow Bao.
Yeah. So I was running full-service restaurants. And Wild Bao was in between partners within Lettuce, and I went to Rich Melman, our founder, and I said, you know, I think I could do something with this concept. Do you mind if I get involved with it? And I know he doesn't remember, but he sort of told me that he didn't think it was a good idea, and I think he had other plans for me. But he said, if you want it, go for it. And we spent about 8 years working on it. And I'm proud to say that as of June this past year, we had a private equity firm took a majority stake, and we are growing rapidly, and we're going to do quite a bit with it. And it was under their guidance we got to do this automated restaurant.
Because here's the thing. If people want portability, they want simplicity because it's portable, right? You've got your whole meal in your hand.
No napkin, no silverware, no odor. It's great for airports, transportation hubs, everywhere you need it to be.
But tell me the truth. What's in the dumpling?
I told you, crack.
I'm telling you. It's got a sweetness. It's got a heartiness to it.
Yeah, it's a sweet dough with meat and vegetables inside.
Oh, my God.
You know, we did this summer, we did a cheeseburger bow.
I'm sorry. How did I miss that?
It was pretty spectacular.
And how
so we're what was very cool about that is, you know, our tagline is hot Asian buns, which everyone has a lot of fun with. And,
sure.
you know, it's an Asian snack food. Because we did the hamburger, we were a little worried. Were people going to not like that we broke away from who we were, or was it going to be accepted? It was accepted, which opens the door for us to play with more flavors now. So we're pretty excited for what we have working in the secret laboratory.
I'm not going to even try to guess some stuff. Off the air, I'll try to guess because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to ruin anything.
Italian beef.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I was wondering about pizza, but I'm just saying. I mean,
that's on there too somewhere.
Because here's the thing. You guys are way better than Hot Pockets, right?
Thank you for that.
I mean, it's not a Hot Pocket.
No, it's not. It's way better.
If Hot Pockets were magical and made your life better when you had them, then that would be what it is.
Yeah.
It's a bun. Hot Asian buns.
Hot Asian buns.
I've had so much fun talking to you. I know that it's getting later. I don't know which restaurant is still open that you have to go to. Make sure that your last customer has been fed. I want to thank you so much for your time and welcome you. I don't even know what's in the bag.
There's food for quite a few people. We got basically one of each of our bowls. We got a whole lot of bao, a whole lot of pot stickers, a lot of goodness in that bag for you to enjoy.
A whole lot of bao.
A whole lot of bao.
I'm going to take some of that home for my family.
Good.
I wasn't going to go home before the show, but I think I'm going to go home and bring them some bao while it's still fresh and steamy and wonderful.
I hope it's like one of those McDonald's commercials where you eat the french fries when you're driving home. You're going to get home and all the bao is going to be gone.
No, I'm going to control myself. All right, so I want to make sure that people know about, again, you've got the video screens, you've got animations for engagement with the, I'm making sure I get all your bullet points from your publicist, just so you know. There are 6 locations in Chicago, one at 1 West Division at the corner of State and Division. For the full menu, you can go to wowbao.com. You can learn more by following Wowbao on Facebook and Instagram, or you can call let's make sure I get the number right, 888-4-WOWBOW. That's the phone number right there. 888-4-WOWBOW. And they also have a free mobile app that's available to download at the Apple App Store and Google Play.
If you download it, type in promo code FREELUNCH and your first order's on us.
Hold on a second. Let me get my phone out. I know. I can't believe I didn't
That app only works at the new store on State and Division, just so you know. But
State
if you download the app from Google Play or the App Store, WOWBOW's the app, 2 words.
Free lunch?
Promo code free lunch, okay. 1 word, gets you your first meal on us at State and Division only.
Tell the truth, one of the drones going to be dropping off our Wow Bow, just out of curiosity.
Everything's in the works.
Nothing's off the table with Jeff Alexander, president of Wow Bow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to hearing a joke later.
Well, yeah, I hope I made you laugh a little bit. See, there it is. My job is done. We'll talk to you again soon. Please.
I hope. Thank you very much.
More after this on 720 WGN.